Next item on the agenda is Appalachian Power Company, number 17-1745. Mr. Worrell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Bowman and members of the commission. Like Jay's project, hopefully this will go rather quickly. Appalachian Power Company is requesting authorization to install a new telecom fiber optic cable over four jurisdictional sections of Tinker Creek and Carbon Creek in Roanoke and Botetourt counties. The 46-foot section proposed over Carbon Creek is protested by an adjoining property owner, and that's the subject of this hearing. Quick vicinity map. We're in the north end of Roanoke County. That's actually the border between Botetourt and Roanoke. This is the subject location, Crossing 1. There are four jurisdictional crossings. Again, Crossing 1 is the only one protested. This is an aerial view. The site's located at this intersection right here of Boxley Road and Plantation Road. It's a small bridge right here. During our permit process, we routinely contact the adjoining property owners on each side of the waterways to ensure that they understand the process and they have a limited time to respond back with a protest or a concern. In this particular case, the owner of this parcel right here, Mr. Luke Martin, sent us a brief objection letter stating he just didn't want the project to occur. Staff contacted the protestant, Mr. Martin, explained our permit review process and our jurisdiction. Basically, Mr. Martin said he would object to anything Appalachian Power proposed. There's family history here. There's land use issues. And there was nothing that was going to be said or done that was going to change his mind. He also expressed that sentiment to Appalachian Power. Appalachian Power provided a summary of their conversation. That's in your record. The plan view and a cross-sectional view. Above, we have Plantation Road. This is the proposed fiber optic line. Again, it will be connected to existing poles, existing infrastructure. Crossing over 46-foot section of Carbon Creek right here. Cross-sectional view of that same line, about 40 feet above the water level, here's the proposed fiber optic line. And again, here's Mr. Martin, the protestant's property, just to the east of the Carbon Creek. There will be no in-stream work proposed with this attachment of the fiber optic line. There are several lines existing as part of the infrastructure. Staff doesn't feel this is a problem whatsoever. A couple of site photos. This is the creek right here. As you can see, the existing lines, there are about 8 or 10 existing lines. We're just, Appalachian Power is proposing one more. And that's the last site photo I have. Here's the creek. And we're just adding one more line. So right into our summary, the request to attach a telecom cable to existing utility poles over non-tidal waterways is a very common application request. Staff routinely processes such applications, leading to the administrative issuance of commission permits. Had the request to attach the new line not been protested by the adjoining property owner, staff would have administratively granted the applicant the permit. It appears the protestant's objections pertain to upland property issues and past dealings with Appalachian Power Company and have no substantive basis for the commission to deny the application. Therefore, we're recommending approval of the request with a royalty of $138 for the crossing of 46 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at the rate of $3 per linear foot. I do believe there's someone from Appalachian Power. They've come a long ways and sat here for a while, so they may have something to say. I do not believe the protestant is here.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Worrell by members of the commission? Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Is the applicant present or represented? Come on down. Would you raise your right hand for me, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Do you state your name and who you represent, please?
Jared Webb, environmental engineer with Appalachian Power Company.
The floor is yours, sir.
Sir, we really appreciate, Mr. Commissioner and members of the commission, the work of Mr. Worrell. We've really worked hard with him and think he's been very thorough in the process. We have reached out to the citizen. He's also a customer, and we take customer service very prudent in our job. So it seems that this is an issue he has with the power company in general and is not specific to the project. We have notified him, gave him contact information. He was concerned about access, about tree trimming. So it's a co-located utility, It's also along existing road. It's a very, I guess, prudent project. It's also important to our overall community project we are for trying to increase reliability in the Roanoke area. So we really hope that the commission can find to approve the project.
Thank you, sir. Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Ballard, seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.